Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is this a weird pre-show snack? Pepperoni? I think it's distinctly Italian, actually. Actually, it goes back to my grandmother. It's why I love pepperoni, but not on pizza. That's a weird foodie quirk of your host, Amy Lawrence. I do love pepperoni, but not when it's cooked on pizza. In fact, I don't like cooked pepperoni, really. I like it straight off the log. So pieces of pepperoni. And when I was a kid and I would spend time with my maternal grandparents in Northeast Ohio. So for those of you who don't know, Youngstown area was a second home to me for years and years because I spent a lot of time there with my grandparents. That's the Italian side of the family. My maternal grandmother would give us big slabs of pepperoni. So chunks of pepperoni with bread and butter. Whenever she had it, well, she loved bread and butter. We loved the pepperoni. So that would be our afternoon snack after we were running around like crazy kids in the neighborhood. So I still love pepperoni. And in fact, a couple years ago when mom was celebrating Christmas at my house in New Jersey, one of her gifts, I kid you not, she wrapped it up. It was a log of pepperoni. So we still love it in our family. And I was just telling producer James that not only did I bring the crackers with me, but I brought the pepperoni along too.
I think that's a great snack. And I think pepperoni not on pizza is better also because, I mean, I'll eat it on pizza, sure. But it always gets so greasy and it kind of like ruins the pizza
it
slice
does.
For me. So I like it better with like on a cracker with some cheese like you do.
And I don't like crunchy pepperoni, which is very often what happens if the pizza is overcooked or the pepperoni is overcooked on the pizza. So pre-show snack before this edition of After Hours, a few Wheat Thins with pieces of pepperoni, and then just a few pieces of pepperoni. We can do an entire show on pizza. We won't, not this time of the year. We'll wait, but we could, especially going into the Super Bowl, because so many people eat pizza and wings on Super Bowl Sunday. Now, I hope to be a little more creative than that, and also I don't have time to go out and get pizza and wings, but I like to cook something special. We just had last night's version of Ask Amy Anything, in which one woman asked me what my Super Bowl snack is going to be, my Super Bowl meal. I haven't yet decided. Last year, for the first time ever, I made buffalo chicken dip. It was amazing. And I had all kinds of different foods to dip into it. And so it was really good. I don't know that I want to do it again, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. So even now, thinking about food for Super Bowl Sunday. Of course, we will be here on Super Bowl Sunday night with the official CBS Sports Radio post-game show for Super Bowl 56. You may have deduced this by now, only because I haven't mentioned it, that I'm going on the road. But I don't want to say unfortunately, because it was my decision. I'm not going to be going to Los Angeles and SoFi Stadium for Radio Row. There are a lot of factors that went into it. Partly, my contract was not done in time to properly plan for it. But in addition to that, Los Angeles is a bit of a behemoth, and it's difficult to navigate. And it's in terms of what we do when we're on Radio Row. And also, we're hearing from a lot of outlets and entities that their people who would normally be on site are still planning on virtual this year. So it pains me even though it was my decision for various factors, we are already planning ahead for Phoenix and Super Bowl 57. And then, of course, Las Vegas probably will be my first ever trip to Vegas. I don't know if I'll get there before then for Super Bowl 58. And so this is going to be tough, a radio row from my living room. But James and I are working on it, and we've got a wish list of guests, and we're already putting out feelers and speaking to PR reps and agents and various networks with their communications departments and lining up what we can, even at this point, because we know our availability. And we've got a couple of big names that we're working on kind of behind the scenes, which is fun. And so we're looking forward to it, even though it will not be on site in Los Angeles, but we will talk to different people who are there in LA, and I'm sure it's going to be great. Just won't quite be what we've done in the past. It'll be more along the lines of what we did last year when the Super Bowl was in Tampa, and it was a very limited radio row. However, we will do the official CBS Sports Radio Super Bowl postgame show right after the fact. So I just had a friend send me a text, and she asked me, "What are you doing for Super Bowl Sunday?" This is a friend who knows what I do for a living, presumably. I did not respond with, Instead, I just explained, as I do to anybody who asks me, though not usually my friends who know what I do for a living. Since I will be working right after the game, I am going to be, per the usual, in my living room with my notes and my laptop and the TV and everything else that I need to make sure that I am following the game. Now, this is how serious it gets, right? Even if Peyton and Eli were doing their own TV version of Super Bowl Sunday, which I don't think they are because it's not an ESPN entity, but even if they were, I would have to still ignore Peyton and Eli. Now, that would be difficult, but it's serious business on Super Bowl Sunday. So I generally cook ahead of time and have my food ready, and I'll do the food toward the end of the pregame show because it's against my religion to watch the pregame festivities until we're about 45 minutes out. I refuse. I can only take so many people telling me what's going to happen in the Super Bowl. And last year, the whole goat, baby goat thing made me want to take this pen and poke it in my eye. OMG. I am, for that reason, and this is not personal to Tom Brady, he's amazing. I like to watch him play football. I am so glad that we do not have a Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes in this Super Bowl again, because I might have somehow had an accident with this pen. Exactly. I couldn't take it anymore. I thought my head was going to explode. So anyway, on that pleasant note, pepperoni. Maybe it will be part of my Super Bowl pregame show. Jay, this will be your first time working on a Super Bowl Sunday as a producer of the show. Maybe you've worked on Super Bowl Sunday in the past, but I haven't been invited to a party. Well, I've been invited. I've had to turn down all invitations since. Are you ready? The Super Bowl between the Steelers and the Cardinals. Last time I went to a party.
Wow.
Because right after that, was it 08 season, right? I think it was 09.
Yeah.
But I started working on Sundays, which is a great. I'd wanted the opportunity to work NFL broadcast in my previous network. But it was the last time. Now, no one invites me, really, because they get that I'm super boring with my notes. So welcome to my world. You get to be super boring, too.
I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, if someone asks what you're doing on Super Bowl Sunday, just saying I'm watching the game. What's wrong with that?
By myself.
I'm watching the game. I want to know what happens. I'm watching the game. Nothing about work. Doesn't have to be about work. I just really want to enjoy what happens in this game.
Now, the true test of what you laid out in our latest YouTube video, when you did indicate to all the world that you were now going to be taking your note-taking very seriously.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
You flashed your phone, your notes on your phone. You told me that I'd inspired you to take more notes. So on Super Bowl Sunday, I'm thinking you're going to actually need a pen yourself. I'm going to write stuff down. Are you going to do it all on your phone?
I usually do it in the notes section of my phone on that app there.
Get lost in there on the notes section of your phone?
I'm pretty used to it. I take notes there kind of often on other things, too.
Grocery list?
Yeah, like grocery lists or just like thoughts that I got to write down.
It's deep thoughts?
Not really. More just other YouTube video ideas or stuff for the future that I got to remember.
Oh, I haven't seen this.
But yeah, you know, Super Bowl might require old school pen and pad and paper. It's possible.
Or a laptop would be fine, too.
Yeah, laptop works.
Tweeting works for me. Although I do take actual notes on my 5x7 cards, color coordinated and all. Yeah, it's going to be. What are you feeling about it? Because it won't be a Super Bowl Sunday unlike any you have ever done in the past.
No, it'll be a much more hectic, but I'm here for it. I mean, it'll be one game, which will be easier to focus on, and it'll be awesome to grab every single highlight from that game that is an impactful play. So I'm looking forward to it, to be honest. I think it's going to be a blast.
It's going to be the most high-profile Sunday that you've ever been a part of in your Super Bowl life. Also, it's one of our largest audiences of the year, so... take notes. Take notes, my friend. Lots of notes.
Oh, I will. The notes will be there.
We are live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 56 with the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free at rocketmortgagesquares.com. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Let's set up a few things for you on this edition of the show. We have the owner of the New York Giants talking about his quarterback. It's actually a story. I wouldn't say it's a story in the quarterback realm as enormous as Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, but it is a story because 2021, I always get into that thing where I say 2000 and then I'm like, nope, doesn't sound right. 2021 sounds weird. 2021 was supposed to be the big test for Daniel Jones. It was supposed to be his year to prove it. What is the phrase that we got from Mike Tomlin this year? It's put up and shut up time. That's what 2021 was supposed to be for Daniel Jones.
It's put up and shut up time.
Exactly. Thank you, coach. He always shows up exactly when I need him. It wasn't that, right? It was another losing season. It was another disappointment. No, it's not on Daniel Jones. Unlike many of you, I can actually see there are other positions on the field in addition to quarterback. The situation that Jones was drafted into in New York has been abysmal. Revolving door of coaches, coordinators, voices, systems, playbooks, ideas, and, of course, people around him. Now, I am unlike many other people. When I look at the Giants, I see a hell of a lot of first-round draft picks. I see a lot of talent on that roster. Not a complete roster yet, but now they're starting over again because Joe Judge has been bounced, and he had as much to do with that as did their record. Honestly, I think he would still be the head coach if not for the last month where he couldn't stop talking. There were so many times when I would hear him and I would just be yelling at the radio or TV, stop talking, zip it. Where is the zip it emoji? Stop talking. You're making it worse. You remember his whole dialogue, the 11-minute monologue where he went on and on and on about
every player to a man, look him in the eye, exactly what the hell he screwed up on and exactly how it's got to get fixed.
But what about the whole thing where he, not only did he cryptically criticize other coaches of the Giants as well as other teams in his division, but he also went on this whole big thing, which actually it was a Hall of Fame candidate, where he claimed that all these former Giants, they were begging him to come back and play. All these current players were showing up in his office saying, we want to be here, coach. I mean, just a pile of poo, really, is what it was, which is why, of course, he was a Hall of Fame candidate. I didn't mean to go on a Joe Judge tangent. The point is that, and I love that John Mara, the owner of the Giants, made this point on Wednesday. They have not done Daniel Jones any favors. And so we're going to hear from the new general manager who comes through Buffalo, as well as the owner of the Giants, about their situation. Also, Rob Gronkowski on TMZ. Because you know Rob Gronkowski reads TMZ. meaning the website, or on his phone. Maybe he might even have the app. Is there a TMZ app? There must be.
I would imagine, yes.
Yeah. That's so Gronk. He and TMZ are a match made in heaven. Not quite the way that Johnny Manziel and TMZ were a match made in heaven, but I can so see Gronk wanting to be a TMZ star. That's just his personality. Anyway, TMZ lands this interview with Rob Gronkowski about 2022. We've also got some preliminary preview for championship weekend. So no Saturday football this week. No Saturday football this week. There goes the perfect show. I mean, for reals this time. So we'll start to dive into the rematch from the NFC West, as well as this AFC game that's also a rematch, but not quite as similar as you might expect, even though they just met in Week 17. So we'll explain. We'll get there. We'll go a lot more in-depth once we hit the final show of the work week. Plus, in the NBA, it only took a year for people to start asking, for the questions to be posed about James Harden's future with the Nets. Are you kidding me? A year? And that's what it's come down to? I'm not saying it's all his fault, or even that it is fault, only that we were sold this line and this bill of goods about how these three were desperate to play together and win a championship. And now a year later, there's questions of Harden being frustrated and unhappy and wanting out. Again, I'm not saying it came from him, but it came from somewhere. Nobody's talking about how Steph Curry wants to leave the Bay Area. No one's talking about how Giannis is desperate to leave Milwaukee. No one's questioning whether or not Chris Paul wants to be in Phoenix. No. These questions and these doubts have to come from somewhere. Also, we got to throw out a show question because I think it'd be fun in this kind of breather. We can catch our breath following the most perfect playoff weekend of all time. I know that's straight hyperbole, but it was a near perfect football weekend. And if you wanted to go back and watch any of it again, I love that NFL Network is replaying the four divisional games all the way through the rest of the week. I was using my remote, scanning the TV guide for NFL Network for the rest of the week. It's all these four games over and over again. So right now, the A.J. Brown touchdown catch for the Tennessee Titans just tied the game. Bengals-Titans, end of the third quarter, 16-all. Such a great weekend. Don't you just want to go back and watch all the games again? Fine, but don't do it now because we have a radio show. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So we are going to throw out a show question. A little bit later, we'll welcome NFL research and researcher and writer, Russell Baxter. He's a longtime friend of the show. If anyone can put this past weekend into historical context, he certainly can. And the conundrum of James Harden and the Nets. If you watch the game, by the way, between the Nuggets and the Nets, you could see James Harden anywhere in the arena. No matter where the camera was, or I guess if you were in the arena, he was wearing a very, very bright yellow jacket with the hood pulled up over his head. Yellow, as in the same color that the Nuggets frequently sport. It's just a coinkydink, I'm sure. We are just getting started. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Booker, directing traffic, starts to dribble, penetrates on O'Neal, stops his dribble, fadeaway 20-footer is nothing but the bottom of the net for Booker, and the Suns are up 7, 101-94 with a minute 20 to go. 42 points on the night for Devin Booker.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
In the world of the NBA, the Phoenix Suns are still super hot, which makes sense because the sun is hot. Remember the guy who called us not that long ago and tried to convince us as part of his flat earth argument that the sun and the moon are the same size? Where is that guy? We need some entertainment on this edition of the show. We should welcome him back for another argument. He said he'd spent a good portion of the pandemic in the last couple of years really researching and understanding that, yes, in fact, the earth is flat, and no, the sun and the moon are not different sizes. Such an edumacation. The Suns have the best record in the NBA. They are 38-9, so the only team remaining in the association that has not hit double-figure losses. And, of course, that backcourt, I don't know if you would call it the best in the NBA, but it's pretty damn productive. And the two of them, Chris Paul and Devin Booker, really play off each other. Obviously, that relationship has been prosperous for both the old guy and the young guy. Another 43 points for Devin Booker on Wednesday night against the Utah Jazz, so in Salt Lake City. So 43 points in 40 minutes. You got to like that ratio. But get this, he takes 28 shots. Now, he makes 16 of them, but 28 shots is a big workload. 43 points, a dozen rebounds, four assists, and one steal.
I'm just having a lot of fun, man. I know I keep saying that after every game, but you know, I don't take these moments for granted. You know, coming into a tough Utah building and it, you know, being rowdy in here and being short man and still coming up with the win. And, you know, that's what it's about.
So the Suns are setting the pace in the NBA, though certainly there are some other really good teams in the Western Conference, like the Warriors, who have seemingly gotten back on track after the slump of Steph Curry and their shooting woes overall, and they've been without Draymond Green. Memphis Grizzlies, all these teams above 30 wins, as are the Utah Jazz sitting right at 30 wins. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. One game in the Eastern Conference that caught my eye on Wednesday. It's been a long time since we've talked about the Cleveland Cavaliers as a team that is relevant.
Love out front. Three ball left side. Good! Kevin Love! He's got another huge night cooking at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. We're seeing a whole lot of Love. 101-81, Cavs by 20, under 3 minutes to go. Garland with a move on Holiday, underneath the Mobley, pow, and the foul! Holy Mobley! What a play by Evan, what a dish by Garland, what a sequence by the Cavaliers!
It's fun, right? It's fun to welcome back some of these teams that had kind of fallen off the radar. I don't want to say fallen off the map, and definitely don't want to say fallen off the earth, because that would feed the conspiracy theories. Incorrect scientific theories. But the Cavaliers are back. That's kind of fun. The Cavs, they are relevant again, now sitting on 30 wins. In fact, the same as the Chicago Bulls, one less than what the Heat have accumulated, and the Heat are on a fire right now, too. That's kind of fun. The Suns and the Heat are both red hot. We need both of those things in the wintertime, right? The Heat have won 8 of their last 10, but the Cavs have done the same. 3 in a row, 8 of their last 10. And it, as I say, it's just fun to kind of welcome both Chicago and Cleveland back into the mix in the Eastern Conference. And Kevin Love is one of my favorite old dudes in sports. And the reason I call them old is because they're closer to the end of their careers than the beginning, right? They're athletes. And in the case of Kevin, he certainly has been through just about everything you possibly can as a pro basketball player, both physically and mentally. He was one of the first to really open up and share his struggles with mental health, some of the other challenges he's faced as an NBA player. And if you go back to those days right after LeBron James returned to Cleveland from his stint in Miami, what did he desperately want? He wanted the Cavaliers to make the trade with the Timberwolves for Kevin Love. And so the Kevin Love piece is still there. But obviously, LeBron is gone. Kyrie is gone. It's almost jarring to think about the fact that Kevin Love is still there. And so the last few years, because the Cavaliers have been irrelevant, I don't want to say he's been irrelevant, but close enough. When was the last time you seriously thought about Kevin Love? But he's the old dude that will not take any of this for granted. He's the old dude that brings the wisdom and experience. Funny to say that because he's only 33 years old. But still, you get my point. He's gone through just about everything you can go through, including winning a title with these Cavaliers, and he's still there. And the man can still shoot. 25 points for Kevin Love, and I think it's awesome that after the team has been, and I have to go back and look at their records, but it's been a few years since LeBron departed, obviously, that they've had anything even remotely resembling competitiveness, and yet and they've gone through multiple coaches, and yet here he is still there, didn't depart, didn't leave, and obviously paid a lot of money, and now gets to be part of something special again.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're gonna fight every single night. That's just the character that we have on this team. You know, we live by certain words, but more than anything, we're together. We compete, we play hard on the defensive end, we make the extra pass, and we let, you know, how hard we play on both sides of the ball, you know, dictate everything we do out there. So I think it's you know, a beautiful thing that we have in the making. You know, I'm the old guy on the team with, you know, Ed and Rondo, but we got a lot of youth that are going to be here for a long time. That it's going to be a beautiful thing that Cavs basketball is building here.
I swear to you that I had not listened to that soundbite from Kevin Love ahead of time from Bally Sports Cleveland. James gave it to me, and so I trust him, and I didn't have a chance to listen to it. Or maybe I did, and I just didn't listen all the way through. I swear to you, I did not know that he was talking about being the old dude, although he said the old guy.
You know, I'm the old guy on the team.
I mean, I'm the old guy here at CBS Sports Radio, so I totally get it. There's something to be said for wisdom and experience. So just looking back at their records, I want to just follow up on what I said. They obviously went to those four straight NBA finals along with the Golden State Warriors. Their comeback from 1-3 down in the finals happened in 2016, so the 15-16 season. When LeBron was still there, they went to two more finals and lost again. That was under Ty Lue. Then LeBron heads to L.A., and this is what's happened in the wake of his departure. And other pieces, obviously, were either traded away or left as well. Kyrie went to Boston, blah, blah, blah. 19 wins the following season, 19-63. 19 wins the year after that, which was the 19-20 season. They were up to 22 wins in 2021, and now they're at 30 wins. And we're, roughly halfway through the season? Awesome. And I'm really happy for him that he gets to be part of this, the good times again, because he was, I don't want to say stuck there. It was his choice, too, to remain in Cleveland. J.B. Bickerstaff, the head coach, looking at this game against the Milwaukee Bucks and recognizing, hey, yeah, it's a statement, but it's not just a statement about who we can be. It's also a statement about what we're capable of.
These are wins for us now, and you know, the statement is what our guys are capable of.
Oh, I just said that too.
You know, this isn't a commentary on opponents, right? It's a commentary on our group of guys and the ability that they have when they're together. And you know, that's the statement we're making. This is about us as a group. And what we can do when we play the right way and play together.
What? Every now and then a blind squirrel finds a nut, and this blind squirrel just found two of them.
You know, I'm the old guy on the team.
This is a statement about what we're capable of. I swear, I mean, I listened to that one, but I didn't remember that terminology. We were just on the same page. We're connected. Can I read you a quote from Giannis? I'm not sure if we can find this, but I'll read it to you because it's a powerful statement as well about the reigning MVP. Quote, "This is not the Cleveland we knew over the past few years." End quote.
Speaking out of there, I can't believe it.
Now, coming up, it's also not the Brooklyn Nets that they envisioned when they put this brain trust together. Kyrie, KD, James Harden, and is there a crack in the dam, so to speak? Maybe there's more than one. That's straight ahead. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Welcome back, Cavaliers. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Playing without James Harden, without Durant, without Kyrie Irving, the Nets hang tough, led by as much as 12 in the game, but Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets prevail in Brooklyn. The final score, 124-118. Denver wins it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You can hear it in the voice of Chris Carino, a game that was in Brooklyn, which means no Kyrie Irving, but also no Kevin Durant. He's injured. And James Harden also banged up, tweaked hamstring. He was wearing a very bright orange coat the entire time, so he wasn't playing, but you could certainly see him regardless of camera angle. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So there's two questions here. How long will James Harden be out, since, especially when it comes to home games, no Kyrie Irving, he really is the one superstar that they can count on at this point.
I think we're all hopeful he'll play a nice game. It's day to day, and we'll see. But I think it's likely and probable, and we're all very hopeful that he'll be ready to go.
So there, that was easy. There's one answer, and that we're hopeful he'll be ready to go for the next game. Some of the other questions that have been posed to James Harden recently do not necessarily have answers, and maybe you think the questions are farcical or shouldn't be asked, but where there's smoke, there generally is a source of smoke. I won't say that there's always fire, because that's not always the case. You can have smoke without fire, but there has to be a source of the smoke. I don't think the smoke was fabricated in this case. The fact that there are even whispers, rumors, people speculating, or the word that James Harden hates, reports, which I don't love that either. Sources and reports, it's just wrong. I don't love it either. But here's what I say. You made your bed, now you got to lie in it. You're James Harden, who wasn't happy in Oklahoma City, wanted a different role there. Now, I wouldn't say he forced his way out, but the Thunder could see the writing on the wall and knew they weren't going to be able to keep KD, Russ, and James Harden. So he left there to go to Houston. Then when he was in Houston toward the end of his tenure, after multiple encounters with the brick wall that was the Golden State Warriors, running into them, not being able to get past them, he wants, at the time, Daryl Morey and the front office in Houston to retool the roster. So they go out and they get people that he wants, which doesn't work, blows up in his face and the face of the Rockets. And then what does he do? Once the Rockets once again try to make him happy, he bails. And he does it in such a way that he acts like a baby. He violates COVID protocols. He skips out on training camp. There's a brand new head coach he won't communicate with. He leaves his new teammates in the lurch, to the point where they're actually speaking out publicly about what a jerk he's being, essentially. Putting the Rockets in such a tough position that they just end up waving the white flag. Fine, we surrender. Go where you want to go. And now here we are, a year later, roughly, and the whispers have started to get louder. Now, maybe, again, it's generated by someone who's not close to James Harden. Maybe this is coming from Philadelphia, because the 76ers would love to have James Harden. Maybe Harden is literally oblivious and has no idea. Except, as I say, no one's going to Klay Thompson and asking him, hey, what about these reports that you want out of the Bay Area? No one's asking Giannis. Of course, he's busy eating wings at his post-game press conference. I was so jealous. Those wings looked really good. It's a bucket of wings. Did you see it? Or are you going to find it on social media? I'm not saying there's any truth to it. And the Nets have come right out and said we're not trading James Harden. But it is interesting how quickly the situation has devolved. It's not optimal. This Kyrie Irving mess, maybe that's not fair. Maybe that's too strong of a word. But it's atypical to have a teammate who can practice with you but not play in home games, plays on the road. And that's the reason why the Nets initially said this was not going to happen. They were going to pay Kyrie Irving to not play in the games in which he's eligible. I bet there are certain teammates who are ticked at Kyrie because he won't get vaccinated. But whatever, welcome to the real world. Not everybody agrees with your choices, and you're not always going to see eye to eye with people when it comes to, again, real life decisions. Once again, sports is a microcosm of real life. Sometimes now you see on social media people who in their bio or literally in their name indicate whether or not they're vaccinated. Or, and I've started to hear this from people, friends of mine, who are on dating sites or dating apps. There are actually people out there, and maybe it's you, so good for you, who will put in their bio or their, what would you call it, their profile?
Profile.
Okay, but like one of the swipers. So my friend is on, I have a friend who's on one of those apps, not a dating site, but like an app where you swipe left or right. See, I don't know what I'm doing with these things. I'm just saying, like, she's on one of those. And she says there are guys who actually have in their profile, their quick write-up, if you're not vaccinated, swipe left.
That really doesn't surprise me, to be honest. I never thought about it, but that doesn't surprise me.
But also the opposite. If you are vaccinated,
swipe left.
How about that? So anyway, all that to say that it doesn't surprise me at all that we would have one of those types of situations on a sports team. I don't know that the Buffalo Bills had a problem with, say, well, the Bills organization didn't, clearly, because Beasley was still a member of the team all year. Kirk Cousins wasn't vaccinated. Carson Wentz wasn't vaccinated. We know Aaron Rodgers wasn't. And as much as you all think he should be rotting in hell because he lied to the public, his teammates knew he wasn't vaccinated. They were willing to put up with it. So there are plenty of guys in the NFL that weren't, and their teammates chose to deal. Well, in this case, the basketball roster is a little bit smaller, and the questions have now started about James Harden being unhappy.
Hey, James, there's some reports out today that suggest that you might not be happy in Brooklyn or with the rotations that are happening. I'm just wondering, A, if you can speak
to... All right, then I'll...
Bleacher Report.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Instead of speaking to the reports, can you just talk about your experience living in Brooklyn?
What do you mean?
The report suggested that you were unhappy.
Some of reports. I don't know about reports. Did you guys hear from me?
That's why I'm asking.
All right, so I don't know about the reports.
Do you enjoy New York City?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did hear our New York affiliate as I was driving home on Wednesday morning. I heard our New York affiliate kind of make fun of his, And one of them even indicated, hey, if that was someone asking me about, or asking my wife how she feels about me or if she loves me, and her answer was like, yeah. But in this case, I don't feel like, and if I'm James Harden, I don't feel like he should have to answer for whether or not he likes New York City. It doesn't really matter, right? I'm here. I'm playing. I came here for work. I'll just tell you flat out, as a person who is not from the New York area, so I work with many people who are, and they love New York. That's great. I don't. I mean, it's totally fine. Whatever. I don't love New York City.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons. But do I love my job? Yes. Do I do the job to the best of my ability? Do you ever hear me bitching about, well, now and then traffic? But whatever. So I don't love New York. I didn't grow up here. It's not my city. I'm not really a city girl anyway. But it comes with the territory. My boss has said you have to be here to work. And I said, okay. So that question to me seems completely irrelevant. Who cares if he likes living in New York?
One of the complaints that the report claimed that you had was with rotations, you know, not having set crunch time rotations.
I don't know about any reports. Of course, I'm frustrated because, you know, we're not healthy.
You know, where it's a lot of inconsistency for whatever reason, injuries, COVID, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it's frustrating. I think everybody in this organization is frustrated because we are better than what our record is, and we should be, you know, on the way up. So that's all it is. I don't know about reports. If you didn't hear from me, I don't talk to nobody. I have an agent. Like, you know, if you don't hear from me, then it's reports. So, you know, just I'm frustrated because I want to win, and I'm a competitor. It's pretty simple.
I love that answer from him. Again, the report thing, especially if it's not him, and we know these guys can be good actors too. Like, let's be honest. Some of these guys can be totally fibbing and faking it. It could be his camp. It could be his agent. Or this just could be something that comes from the Philadelphia media because the 76ers would love to have him. It could be something generated by another agent. Or it could be totally made up. Come on, let's be honest. There are people in the media who are not above doing that just to generate clicks and likes. But if I'm James Harden, A, if it didn't come from me, then it doesn't matter. I would agree with that. And B, of course I'm frustrated. This is not what I signed up for, but it doesn't necessarily mean I want out. I'm just saying it took a year for this to happen after he demanded to play in Brooklyn. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.